Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
A very serious story, and one that we've been speaking about for a few days now, is the Iran hijab protest. A young woman's death has put Tehran under pressure. Mass protests have broken out across the Islamic nation amid public rage over the death of a young woman who had been arrested by the so-called morality police. So we're starting to see all sorts of videos. We're starting to see footage and evidence of these protests in a country that is severely curtailed, and that's really the whole point of this, is that this young woman was arrested because she did not wear a hijab. What do we do about this? What is the world doing? Are we doing enough? Is there a way to support what is going on in Iran, support the women of Iran, and can things change? Tembisa Fakud, a political analyst, he's a senior research fellow at AFRAID. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing today?
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
So it's the official word, of course, is that she died from a heart attack. No one really believes that. It would appear even the Iranian president doesn't seem to believe that. He's saying all the right things, that he's going to investigate it. But this is deeply troubling and deeply symptomatic of what's happening in Iran, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it's not the first time. This morality police phenomenon is quite prevalent in the Middle East. Saudi Arabia has got something similar. And what's more troubling is that sometimes you have normal citizens taking up this responsibility of trying to ensure that people adhere to the wearing of hijab and other moral issues in Iran. And that is problematic. And in the past, they've turned a blind eye on it. You had other instances, for example, of acid attacks in the Middle East where if a woman rejects the advances of a man for marriage, they will somehow find ways of punishing that person by, throwing acid in their faces, etc. So it's quite an archaic, backward society that continues to adhere to this kind of behavior.
How does what can the rest of the world do to assist the women of Iran and the people of Iran?
Well, there's nothing much you can do. You've got these morality police, and you've got the advent and the rise of, for example, of right-wing politics in Europe, which is another problem. So the world is basically becoming more conservative, and we're all watching whilst that is happening. If you look at these right-wing movements, particularly in Europe and in the United States, almost the same in terms of wishing to push back all the gains that we've made as human beings, and also to push back liberal and democratic politics. So we're in trouble at the moment. And I think we need to encourage and join in those people who are trying to push forward democratic principles in whatever way you can. But in this particular case, I think it's worth putting more pressure on Iran, even though, of course, the government has, as you said, issued statements condemning what has happened. But this is very prevalent within Iran. The reason why they're issuing statements this time around is because of the prominence of this case. But otherwise, most of them just fall within the cracks. So the best we can do is to continue putting pressure on Iran. Whether they'll do as we wish or not, that's another story. But there are other means we can force them to turn the tide, particularly in terms of punishing those that are responsible for this crime.
Well, of course, the issue here is that although they certainly or most likely didn't want this woman to die, the law stands. So it's a law that where women don't have a choice but to comply with an imposed religious order. Yeah, so the law itself is, and the whole concept of the so-called morality police, and I don't know if that's a real thing. Is it really called the morality police? I've looked in a lot of articles. It's not always in, sometimes it's in inverted commas, sometimes it's just called the morality police. So I don't really know if this is something that is an actual thing, but either way, these laws are being enforced. This woman was arrested for not wearing a hijab.
Yes, and I think the biggest challenge here is the interpretation of Islam. So the law is based on the interpretation of Islam in Iran, the Shia strand of Islam in Iran. So it's going to be very difficult to even begin to change this law. What you need to do first is, you know, try and encourage tolerance, because as long as there's no tolerance, you are unlikely to change certain Islamic principles. And this is the difficulty that you find even in countries such as Saudi Arabia, because they hide behind these interpretations that say that, you know, it's religious. And as a result, there is nothing they can actually do about it. And you have majority of the people supporting such, because it takes that religious interpretation. So it's a very difficult one. But I think when it comes to a situation where someone has to be killed for not wearing a hijab, the best you can do is to push for democracy and multicultural society. But that will take a very, very long time in Iran. You know, Iran is an Islamic state, the new state. Only in 1980, they achieved what they've always wanted to achieve, which is the Islamic state of Iran. So to change that is a very, very long time. What we are likely will probably be a semblance of justice in this particular instance, now that the government is involved and there is this case is prominent. But for us to expect that this law and these people who go around looking for people not wearing hijab are going to anytime disappear soon, I think that's far-fetched at the moment.
Of course, the other difficulty is for people who aren't Muslim, such as myself. I'm not sure if you are or if you're not. But for people who are respectful of the religion and who are continually try and be respectful of the religion, it's quite difficult, because we also don't want to be perceived as being overly critical of what might be a religious law. So isn't it therefore more important than somebody like me standing up and trying to bring some perspective, that we have people from within Islam standing alongside with these women and in defense of their right to choose?
Well, that's what we can do. In Iran in particular, we have a lot of people who are trying to push back, because at some point, particularly during the time of President Khatami, there was that movement of trying to push for reform. But we have since gone back into conservatism in Iran. And the best we can do, I guess, is to join those movements and support those people who are trying to introduce some sort of tolerance and, you know, accepting other cultures within Iran. But unfortunately, it's not only Iran. You have you have these groupings around the world. In Israel, you've got some people similar who believe in this extremism and conservatism. In Saudi Arabia, you have something similar. In the United States, some of the cities in the United States are extremely conservative and also promote, particularly women. I don't know why it's always women who are insistent on adhering these kind of things. So it's a global trend that I think will need a global push and mobilization in terms of these people accepting that we've got the right to be, and you don't have to impose yourself on others.
Do you think that this is going to, we know that Raisi is going to the United Nations, he's there at the moment, the Iranian president, will this be something that is going to, you know, we've obviously, he's got a lot of issues to deal with, there's sanctions, there's the nuclear deal, there's so many things, his threats the allegations of supporting global terror. Do you think that this is going to be a problem for him?
No, I don't think so. I think the dominant issue at the UN this year is going to be Ukraine. And for President Raisi, it's going to be the Joint Program of Action, which is JCPOA, also known as the nuclear deal. So and this happened only 4 days ago, and he could easily claim ignorance. But I think what the Iranians are going to be pushing forward and mobilizing at the UN General Assembly this year will be for the Europeans plus one, and the United Nations to push forward with reaching the agreement before possibly Trump coming back, if that does happen. So they will try and push for that. Of course, there's going to be another pushback from countries such as Saudi Arabia, Israel, for Iran not to be given a chance to go back to business as usual, given that it continues, as far as this country is, to threaten the stability in the region.
It'll be interesting because, to some extent, I'm not sure if I agree with you in that Americans in particular and people around the world often find it easier to and become more emotive when there's a single person identifiable victim in place. So when we've got these allegations of Iran and nuclear and supporting terror, those are all kind of up in the air. They're kind of faceless. But when you have a young woman of 22 who was killed allegedly because she wouldn't comply with a dress code, I think that this might cause him more challenges than some of the others. But it'll be interesting to see if that's the case. Just because I think it's identifiable. And the way we work and the way human nature is if we find some a representative, a human, vulnerable human representative, I think that we are often more moved than by something that's a bit anonymous.
Well, you're likely to find, as it's always the case outside the UN during this time of the year when the General Assembly meets, you're likely to find, in fact, every year you have people who are anti-Iranian protesters outside, and you are likely to find that this time around it's probably going to be amplified. But whether Raisi is going to raise this, I certainly doubt it. I think the main item on his agenda will be the JCPOA. Regarding Biden, Biden might just alter his speech, which is already prepared, by the way. So you might alter his speech, possibly to add this up. People who might just take advantage of this is probably going to be if he's going to be presenting a speech. Yair Lapid is likely to raise it. Is also likely to raise, using this instance, why Iran must not be taken out of sanctions. You're also likely to have other countries from the West raising this, but I doubt it if Ibrahim Raisi himself is going to raise it.
Absolutely.
The Americans
You're
want
right.
to put more emphasis on it.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. Thank you, as always, Tembisa Fakude, is a political analyst, senior research fellow at AFRAID, talking to us about the Iranian situation.